the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
So, you guys know about this whole Facebook thing, right? That went down with
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, Analytica, Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah, I kind of heard about it, but I
didn't care.
Break it down for us, Ken. Break it down for us, Brother Ken.
Well, it's not as that.
That's Brother Ken, but
basically, it was a company that went in and just mined data, and they basically manipulated the population to vote a certain way with, I think they call it psychographic data or whatever. But it's not necessarily just, you know, the outrage to that. Well, it is the outrage to that, but it's not what they actually did. But it's, for me, I'm just looking at not only that, but just everybody and other like Colin Cowherd, Jason Whitlock, and other people, where there seems to be this war on social media where people are really jumping on social media and just saying like it's the devil and it's the worst thing ever. And there are people that are out there, you know.
I'm sorry, what's the devil?
Social media. Social media as a whole.
Is the devil? Okay.
Yeah. And you know, there's this whole, oh, we're gonna delete Facebook and this, that, and the other. So there's a backlash against them and just social media in general. And in my head I'm like, you know, like first of all, I think, and thinking about this right, social media is kind of like what the internet was to our parents, where we were the ones that were on it and they didn't quite understand it. But the kids got it because they grew up with it. Mm-hmm. And I think social media is kind of that for them. Yeah, it has its negative parts, but so does the internet, the dark web and all this other shit that happens.
So, dark web.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Oh. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of, I guess, get you guys' thoughts on just like, social media, just what the hell is going
on? Can someone
on?
Go see?
They're probably acting.
Oh,
they need to close the door because look, too much shit's been going on. Yeah. Bro. I'm not trying to get shot or blown up.
Yeah, okay. But no, I just like share, deleted her account. Like everybody's going around deleting their account. I'm like, you motherfuckers knew what you were getting into when you signed on.
Delete like, her Facebook account?
Yeah,
my girlfriend deleted hers the other day, but not because of that.
Yeah,
well, like, how do you live without Facebook?
Fuck Facebook.
I've been hating Facebook.
I don't get on Facebook like that, but if I didn't have Facebook, I wouldn't keep up with the majority of the people that I keep up with.
Really?
Yeah,
no, I don't call people, so.
Yeah, yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's a resourceful tool if you use it like the right way. And a lot of people are just thinking like it's the devil. Whenever something happened, it's social media's fault. And it's like, it just seems like it's a lot to me.
What's a lot?
Just this, the negative reactions or the negative energy that people all of it, and in part has kind of been around, but it seems like it's amplified a little bit more.
What, in terms of social media or
Yeah,
Facebook?
Yeah, every time, social media, just period, Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, you mean like how people will say, oh, social media is making me cheat on my girlfriend or just dumb shit.
Who the fuck said that?
You know,
DJ Envy.
No, but there's like this negative connotation associated with social media that because you can be influenced by something so powerfully that whatever the influence is, you're going to be, I guess, under the spell of it. So like, I don't know if you're
like
on Instagram
models.
Yeah,
you're
on Instagram and you see a whole bunch of girls with fat asses. Oh my God! All he's doing is looking at these girls with fat asses, and I don't have a fat ass, so clearly that's what he's into. And I'm gonna go through his phone now. Like it's just like my God. I feel like at the end of the day, when people talk about how social media is like such a bad influence, it's kind of like okay, but you can make decisions. So,
right.
Are you speaking to your inability to make decisions? Is that really what the issue is? Because a site with a whole bunch of opinions isn't going to force you to do anything.
Right. There's always been opinions in the world. Like social media is like the new news. Like the news has manipulated people for years and they still do it. But, you know, we don't have those visceral reactions that we're having now where people, everything that happens, people are blaming it on social media, social media's fault. And it's just like, you know, my reaction to Facebook, you know, or what happened with Facebook, it was like, okay, well, okay, and?
I'm still confused about that. You know, the way that they, whoever they is, influenced.
Cambridge Analytica, I think. Yeah.
I'm confused. Like, what voting? Like, they made people vote that way in real life or something?
So based on a test, a personality test you took, they can make a determination on how you were most likely to vote based on this data. And then they would turn around and sell that to the Trump campaign. I think they were the ones that had it.
To know who to target.
And then they would actually target them and basically send them fake news, quote unquote fake news.
Mm-hmm. To push their agenda even further. See, like, here's the thing. I think overall social media is just a scapegoat. Right, like when it comes to all of this,
for society's ills that we wasn't able to visibly see.
Exactly, because it closed the gap, it made the world a lot smaller, so we're able to see a lot more now, right? But I think where social media kind of scares me is like in a sense where I'll be on Instagram and I was talking to my brother about something, and all of a sudden I see ads about that. You know, I didn't search for that.
Well, that happens on the internet. Period.
Now,
that's not right? Social media.
No, it's not. It's not social media.
That's Google.
Solely.
Right.
Right. It's Google. It's all of these things that influence you in certain ways. That's the thing that scares me. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole social media thing or whatever. Like it is what it is. It just made the world smaller to me. Now I have more of a connection to my favorite artists and my favorite things in the world and all of that type of stuff. And I just think that overall, because it's so powerful, that people scapegoat it. Oh, well, it's this problem. But to me, like the scarier thing is how social media can be used to influence you in certain ways and push you in certain ways. That's the thing that's scary for me, because it's just the beginning. Like we're just now, like this is the first wave of that. We don't know how it's going to evolve and what the internet is going to turn into 20 years from now.
Face, right? We're still learning.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like face recognition and whatever you
all of that, like
where you shop, where you eat, what all your receipts and stuff like that.
All of that type of stuff, man. Like to me, it like the whole like thumbprint and facial recognition doesn't scare me that much because we're already in the system.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
we in there. But it's just kind of like you're preemptively knowing what I would go to. Like that's kind of scary shit to me.
It's convenient, bitch. It's for ads.
Okay. Coming from the most non-technological motherfucker at this table right
that's
here.
That's why it's convenient for me, because I ain't going to go through nothing else. It's right there. I was like, oh, I was just about to go buy that. Appreciate you, Facebook.
Crazy, though. Like, that shit is wild. Yeah. That shit is super wild to me, man. It's scary because, you know, I feel that we're the generation that we grew up with the internet. We grew up with the first version of that shit. Like we had chat rooms and AOL and dial up and all of that. And this is what it's turned into. And we're still kind of tapped in, but we're not tapped in like the kids are. Right. And then when they become our age, are we even going to be tapped in? Like, I don't know, man. That type of shit just kind of scares me. I don't know where it's going, man.
Because you said you just got on Facebook, right?
I think it's just because of how they can use that information. Because you can say that you're using it for good and ads and all that other shit. But I mean, at the end of the day, like,
what they gonna do to you, bro?
I don't care if they know what I'm shopping for.
Like, I don't know
exactly, and I think that's how I felt when I read this story, and there's been other stories like it because Facebook has been on the fire. It's like, okay, and because I put that out there in the public anyway, you know what I'm saying? So if I didn't want that out there, I shouldn't have shared it. So why am I getting upset that a company took that data and turned around and used it for something else?
Well, because sometimes it's not you sharing it. Like I've seen it to where I just be on Amazon looking at shit,
right?
And then I'll go on Facebook and there'd be an ad for the shit I was just looking at.
Or but like if something's in your cart,
what'd you say?
I said you see some tap shoes.
Some tap shoes.
Well, I was on bottom tap shoes.
Thank you, Facebook. Good looking out, Facebook.
It was just a random thing. It was just random.
But I can see you like jucking and driving.
Damn,
so I won. Why can't I be chucking and driving though? That's real fucked up.
Damn.
Okay.
Got you blackface on.
Sure does.
Have y'all ever been searching
Bo
for
Dilly
something?
Bo Dilly in this motherfucker, huh?
Have y'all ever been searching for something and you put something in your cart, you're undecided, whatever, and then you forget about it. And then 2 seconds later, like you get an email like, hey, did you forget something?
Yeah.
And you're like,
y'all see, I don't shop online, so I don't know about that life. I don't know about that life because all
your emails in there.
I don't know.
They don't just pull your email out the ether.
Out the ether.
See, now y'all just being real X-Files paranoid.
No, I'm so serious. There have been sites that I have not put my email in.
You
I'm
sure you didn't log in with Facebook or
exactly.
Twitter or something?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what it is.
Most stuff
know,
you log
maybe.
In with Facebook.
Yeah,
you,
I don't know.
Your email.
I found that out once I got a Facebook account. I'm like, damn, you could log in everything with Facebook.
Yep.
That shit mad convenient.
That's why Facebook the devil. That shit know everything.
Just don't do this. They got me one time. So you know when you get like those porn pop-ups?
Okay.
No.
No.
Oh, shut the fuck up. The fuck up. Y'all lying like a motherfucker. Thank you, B. I don't get porn pop-ups. The honest motherfucker here.
I don't get porn pop-ups.
Rogers got on the internet yesterday.
Before I had a fucking Mac, I used to get porn pop-ups. Like, because if you download music, a lot of times you get viruses mad easy.
Okay.
And not that anything's wrong with porn. Don't like...
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it.
That's the basis y'all trying to give me.
I'm just saying I don't get the pop-up.
Ain't nothing wrong with porn, Mike.
No, we were just saying that example you gave.
Y'all are lying. Y'all are lying.
We're not lying.
Now, if you say it's a virus, that's different.
What?
Virus.
A virus. A virus.
A pop-up.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
What are they talking about? Anyways, B, Ralph, and so.
Don't be mad at us because you get your porn pop-ups.
You don't make any sense. That's what it is.
Right, like, ooh, thanks for the reminder.
You knew what I was thinking.
Yeah, thank you,
exactly
Facebook.
What I was thinking. Thank you, Facebook. I did want some titties. You're right.
Thank you, Facebook.
Anyways, go ahead. I forgot what I was going to say.
You
now.
Said you know when you get those porn pop-ups.
No, but I forgot where I was going.
Viruses, computers.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Email, logging
in. Let's just
move on. I forgot where I was.
Thanks a lot, Rodney Ken.
Yeah, lying about not ever getting porn pop-ups. Like, it's only happened to me. I'm the only motherfucker here that's gotten viruses on their computer.
Nope.
Damn, what was you about to say?
It don't matter. Let's just talk about something else. Oh, Puritan ass fucking people.
I like to see some ass and titties.
Yeah, appreciate you, Facebook. I never said anything was wrong with porn.
I ain't seen titties in a minute.
I never said anything was wrong with
Click.
Porn.
Thank you, Google.
I'm just saying, I don't get the pop-ups.
I don't remember what it was, because these old fucking
teetotalers
over here.
Yo, what did y'all think about them damn bombs and shit?
Oh, in Austin?
In Austin.
They weren't good.
Yeah,
I mean, so you answered just like Rod.
Right?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I was just about to say that. She's like me. They were good. Like, what else was the story?
We got that shit was crazy.
Like, we got you later.
Yeah, that shit was like some shit off of a fucking damn fucking blacklist or some shit.
What
like
happened
that.
Again? I
they were sending the nigger bombs out.
Shit like that.
No, I think he killed some.
He said nigger bombs. The nigger bombs in boxes.
No, I think he was killing some other.
I think white people.
What happened? There was one that was a mistake. They said.
Yeah.
There was a woman that was not. She was not black. I think she was. I don't want to fuck up, but she wasn't white. She was either Hispanic or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that she had the same name as this other black person. It seemed like everything was. A lot of people were like relatives of this certain black politician. Is that what it was?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was Santa okay. Rosa.
Something like that. Mm. I could
that was
be
left out.
Before y'all start writing dumbass comments, I could be incorrect, but I think that's what it stemmed from.
Yeah, we don't research.
Yeah, we don't. So deal, so just talk, deal with it or go some fucking where else.
The mic comments aren't bad as YouTube, though.
They're still
fucking annoying.
No. I see them. But
y'all need to fucking research before y'all start talking about it. Y'all need to suck my dick before you start talking. How about that?
I don't
gargle it.
Yeah.
Do that. Ew, my ass.
Sophie said.
Shit. You better ask somebody.
Nah, they
damn.
Yeah, they were.
My dick being ew.
Oh, that should be good for.
Ah, they tell me.
It's Sophie's fault. Sophie,
thank you, Facebook.
That's the theme of this podcast.
Facebook said my dick is good.
That's the theme of this podcast.
Facebook been said my dick good.
Thank you, Facebook.
You got that email, didn't you? That shit good.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Facebook.
You got that reminder? You go get it in about 2 hours.
Double clicking on my dick. Double click the dick, girl. Double click the dick. Is that a song? That should be.
Double click the dick.
Double click the dick, girl. Double click the dick. Double click the dick. I need a beat, B.
But yeah, they were saying that the guy was sending bombs to black people,
yes,
and stuff like that, which is crazy because I was like, okay, because I be ordering shit from Amazon, and I was like, y'all motherfuckers don't open shit, yeah. don't open shit. I was like, they sending nigger bombs in boxes. Don't not open that shit. Leave that shit alone.
Yep.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I order records all the time, and that was actually really fucking me up for a minute because I just got an Amazon Prime trial too. You know, I be ordering everything because it's free shipping. And I was like, man, this is really crazy. Mm. Like, I see that dude pulling up. I'm like, let me make sure. why the fucking van ain't marked?
Bro, I don't know about
I know, but I'm like, baby, come here, open this box real quick. No. I'm gonna go outside.
Damn.
I'm gonna go outside. Cause look, they're not gonna care if I get blown up, but if a little white chick get blown up, maybe Trump will do something.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, go open that box, baby, real quick.
That shit might have recognition on him when blown up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It might have melanin detectors.
Wow. Hell nah.
Y'all niggas.
Hey. Anyways, yeah. I'm just glad the motherfucker's dead. The only thing that's scary about it is they're saying that they don't know if he had accomplices.
Mm.
And they don't know if there's other boxes that are still being routed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's a scary shit.
Can they detect that shit though? Like, can
apparently
they,
not, right?
Apparently not.
That's some bullshit.
You would
to
think
me.
With the technology.
Sent some shit, you would think that. There would be some type of tracking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What you
like,
mean?
Well, no, nah,
it's a fucking bomb.
Yeah, but they're not going through metal detectors and shit like that because how many electronic things get? You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you just going to detect a bomb?
So the shit goes off once you open it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's writing on the box. This is from my real name. AKA bomber guy.
It's random shit.
Yeah.
I think it's just like the anthrax thing.
Right.
You fucking open up an envelope, nigga. Ah, shit, I got anthrax.
If you got a bomb at your house, I mean, not a bomb, but if you got a box at your house and you don't order shit, would you open the shit?
No. That's a lie. I did that one time.
I do all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't order some shit. First thing you say, I didn't order something. What is this? And then you open the shit.
Especially if it's in your name.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really talking about you detecting. I'm talking about the services detected, like Amazon, like they,
the company he used, with like FedEx, UPS, that they ship. I don't know if they're checking it for, like, you don't really plan for bombs to be in boxes.
Yeah, like here. No. Wait. When you go, if it's going through an airline, that shit gets scanned.
But he used all household goods. It's not like he put together, it's not like it's fucking 24 where somebody like built a serious like bomb.
Okay, you know what I mean? Okay.
Like they were saying that he did, like you ever heard the Anarchist Cookbook? Nope. And things like that. Like there are ways to build bombs using shit
like
your
household
house.
Shit.
Yeah, so it's things that the post office would not know this is a bomb. Mm-hmm.
So he was using like bleach.
Fucking 409 and Comet and shit. Like, vinegar.
Some agave.
Ketchup. You say agave nectar?
MacGyver.
I got you.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be
agave nectar.
That's what he said.
I don't even know what that is.
Nigga, you trying to make tequila, nigga?
Yeah, right?
Damn.
What kind of bomb you making?
Hey,
damn.
Bomb ass tequila.
Nah,
that's terrible, isn't it?
That was terrible.
Yeah, maybe we should put that in there.
That was super terrible.
That's stupid.
We gotta go ahead and get this to this question.
So, this is the question portion. Sorry. Just kidding. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon at gmail.com. We have a question here from Andrew. He asks, hold on. We have to, okay. Sorry. Okay, I'm just getting it together. I'm a 17-year-old male from Port Huron, Michigan, about 50 miles north of Detroit. And as you all know, I know B's going to like go off for that. As you all know, it's becoming that time for seniors in high school to start making their decisions on a university to attend if that's the path that they choose to go down. As I've been accepted into several in-state colleges, such as Michigan State, Wayne State, etc. Congratulations. As well as out-of-state colleges, such as Syracuse.
Oh, you smart.
Florida State.
You loyal.
Ooh, wait. To major in accounting? Okay. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Let niggas live their lives.
Wow, what's DJ Amy's wife named? Gia?
Shit. Okay. My question for you is, from your own experiences or opinions, would you say it's better or worse to move far away from your friends and family for college or even for work? Been a fan of the show for years. Thanks for doing what you guys do.
Is it beneficial to move far away from parents?
Better or worse to move far away from your friends or family?
I guess it just depends on how close you are. Yeah, how close you are with your family.
No. I think it depends on the situation. Yeah. I think it's situation. Like if you in the area, you know, and I don't want to speak for the man, but like Rod, you know, in Pensacola, it being like, you know, hood and just being a tough environment to, you know, make something out of yourself, then I would definitely say move and get the hell on from there.
Because I had
I had scholarships in Pensacola, but I didn't even
take them. You
just
know you wouldn't
have
been focused.
Yeah, I didn't even take them because I already knew. Yeah, I already knew.
You know, you can't. It's harder to get out of a situation, but you know, I don't want to judge or try to read between the lines. But if you aren't having, you know, difficulty in Port Huron, then shit, stay. But if you have shit that's fucked up, definitely bounce. But also,
like,
you know,
spread your wings.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah. Because you know, you're embarking on true adulthood right now, and if you can't go to college and manage, you know, another place, how are you going to do that as an adult?
Not
you
quite. Know what I'm saying? Like, college isn't quite adulthood yet.
No, but okay. But I'm saying it's a transitional phase.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? So like, if you can't handle that, how are you going to handle true adulthood with real, you know, nigga problems, real bills, real, you know, like real shit if you couldn't handle college? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that that's a good transition to kind of test out.
I think it just depends, because like, you can get in a lot of trouble around none friends. You got new friends. So, you know, like, I know with me, for instance, like, I had family here in Georgia, so I could have went to Fort Lauderdale, right? I didn't go to Fort Lauderdale because, you know, that's like typically like a party city or whatever. I didn't have family there, Miami, like support Miami system, nothing like that. So I came here with family, you know what I'm saying? That kind of kept me grounded, you know what I'm saying? Because I had family support at that point. So it just kind of depends, you know what I'm saying? Now, if I would have stayed home and had family, now I got other type of influences around me, and that wouldn't have worked. I don't think it would have worked. My mom wanted me to get the fuck up out of there. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think, yeah, it's just situational, really. You know what I mean? And it comes down to him. You know what I'm saying? Your mindset and how serious you are about your career. When you go to college, you just got to know, like, okay, how serious are you? And are you really trying to do something with this? You know what I mean? So it actually just comes down to you. We can't give you that advice. It comes down to you.
What it do, Mike? Got a screw face going on.
I think you should go. It doesn't matter.
Leave the state.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, at some point, you got to fucking cut the cord, man. And, like, even if you have a nice home life and a nice circle of friends, it's not going to kill you to go spend 4 years somewhere else. You can always come back, but
you don't even have to spend the whole 4 years there.
Right, you can just go two. But you need to know what the real world is. And the real world is not always going to be just you, your homies, and your parents. Sometimes you're going to have to, like, do shit outside of that circle. So I think it'd be beneficial for you to move away for a little while and go experience some other shit. And then you can come back later on. Your friends and your parents ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, go to Syracuse.
I really think it depends on the person, man.
And I think it depends on the finances.
That too.
Well, yeah, if you can afford it, definitely.
That too, yes.
Because a lot of people stay in state because they can afford to go out of state.
Right.
So
but he said he got a scholarship for some of these out-of-state schools, right? So then, you know, you ain't gotta worry about your room and board. Point. Yeah. Right.
So go spread your wings. Go spread. Go to Syracuse.
Go see some other shit,
go to Syracuse.
Bro.
What was the other?
I don't go to Syracuse.
I'm just saying, what was the other out-of-state?
I think Florida State.
Oh, hey, Florida State.
What's wrong with Syracuse?
Have you been to Syracuse? Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah,
nah. I hear it's like it's nothing.
There's nothing there but snow, and everything is gray. Syracuse sucks.
So nice. Listen, the name sounds nice.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Syracuse is shitty.
And you know, the school has a reputation, but
it is a good school. It is a good school.
That's what I was saying. Like,
but
yeah.
You know, anyways, whatever.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew, for your question. I hope you, you know, make your decision. Yeah,
huh? Good luck, Andrew. Congrats.
Ken didn't even say nothing.
Oh, sorry, Ken.
Oh, I don't really have much to add. You guys have pretty much covered it. I mean, you know, there's always new pussy out there, so I'm definitely going. Spread your wings, right, B? Spread them wings, baby.
Facts on it.
Spread your wings, spread them legs, spread whatever you got to spread, bro.
Hey, New York pussy might be different than Michigan pussy. You never know. It might be.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Yeah.
Y'all asked for it. Y'all asked for it.
Yeah.
I certainly did have my fault, dog. My bad.
He easily could have moved on, but all I want to ask is Ken for his fucking advice. So. Oh,
damn.
We'll leave bad advice, Ken,
the
over there.
The kid dead serious, though. He was. He sure was.
I mean, that's a party.
How you think I got to Atlanta?
See, he was like, shit, Atlanta pussy was different than Mississippi pussy, goddamn.
Oh, my God, dude.
That motherfucker was crazy in Mississippi, too. I delete them all.
Oh, do you have any advice? I mean, you just newly out of college. And
I gave him advice.
She was the first one.
Oh, man. I missed that.
Yeah, you did.
Just
I listened. I went when the, exactly.
All right. Okay, so y'all want to answer another question?
Sure.
Oh shit! I thought this said Asad Khaled. Sorry. What? Anyways, it says his name is Asim Khaled. But when I look really quick, it seemed like Asad.
Why you like Asad? You got it.
He's so cute, little baby.
Who is
Asad? DJ Khaled's little boy.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we don't know. So you thought DJ Khaled's son wrote a fucking question?
You know, he has an album out. Okay? He's doing things.
DJ Khaled's son has an album out.
Yes, he does. He produced, he like co-produced.
He has
everything.
Produced credits, but he
whatever.
Like, he doesn't have an album out.
He only got. Isn't his over son here. Like one?
Yes.
He's not over here baby rapping.
He's not blue bad.
I don't want to hear about
booba.
Well, shit, he's probably. I'm sure he's just as beneficial as Khaled. What the fuck does Khaled do on an album? The baby's probably more beneficial than Khaled.
Oh shit! Exactly.
He's so cute. Anyways, so Asim, hey, what's up? So he has a question.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. He has a question. So I've had this girlfriend for a while now. I love questions that start off like this. I'm sorry.
You like relationship questions. That's all.
I mean, I give good advice. So anyways, I've had this girlfriend for a while now, and it's been 2 months.
That wasn't me.
It's been 2 months since things have been on the serious side. She constantly has dysphoria. That's when you get...
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. That's when you get conscious about your birth gender and agonize over it. And I try to do my best to try to make her feel good despite the fact that she hasn't come out to the public and her trans identity is only known to me. Her other boyfriend, we're both... Oh, polyamorous. And it... Wow.
Who is?
Okay, this is a lot going
on.
Who's
polyamorous? This is getting spicy.
Okay. Should I start over the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know
read
you need
it, read it thoroughly.
Yeah.
Okay. All those fucking Nipsey Hussle pauses are getting me...
Okay, let's do it. So I've had this girlfriend for a while now, and it's been 2 months since things have been on the serious side. She constantly has dysphoria. That's when you get conscious about the birth gender... about your birth gender and agonize over it. And I try to do my best to make her feel good despite the fact that she hasn't come out to the public and her trans identity is only known to me and her other boyfriend, parentheses, we're both polyamorous. And it means that she's being treated as a guy in her day-to-day interactions and it must be hella depressing to her. My question is, how did you have to deal with significant others not feeling comfortable in their own skin?
I'm so lost. I mean, I'm not lost on the final thing, but I'm lost on the...
dynamic.
Okay, so they're polyamorous. It's
right?
Like a threesome. It's two dudes and a chick. The chick feels like she shouldn't be a chick and she should be a dude.
Oh, okay. I
think that's what it's saying.
I think it's...
So I'm off?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so...
But slightly. Okay. I think what it's saying here is that...
That's a lot going on. It's a lot of words.
She doesn't want to feel... She's being treated like a guy in her body.
Is she a she for real? Or like, that's what I don't know.
She
like, I don't...
Okay, see, this is...
I don't know. I'm so confused. I don't know.
I'm serious. Like, what it was?
Is it 430? Please say the 430.
I'm confused. I'm really am confused.
Come through, B. Come through.
I'm confused.
Y'all better answer B question. Like, y'all fucking around.
I'm confused for real.
Oh, Mike, are you all quiet?
I'm sincerely confused.
If you want to explain.
Yeah, explain that. Because I'm like, I just need to come.
I'm lost. I just hear so many fucking syllables.
What are big words, though?
It's a poly this, poly this, poly one on what?
There's only one poly.
Enough polys. Shit.
I mean, okay, so what part are you guys actually confused about?
I'm confused about.
two dudes and a girl, and she feels like she should be a dude, right?
I don't know that that's what it's saying.
So okay, what does it say then?
Okay, so let's listen very closely. Okay. She constantly has dysphoria. So you can have like body there's dysmorphia and there's dysphoria. So what she has is dysphoria, and that's when you get...
So she's actually a she.
What do you mean she's actually a she?
Because like you talking about that I'm
a woman, is that what you're asking?
Right. Yeah. Was she born a woman?
I don't know for a fact. I think she was. Well, maybe not.
That's what I'm saying.
Because means that she's being treated as a guy in her day-to-day...
So
maybe she wasn't.
Yeah, I think the sex is male.
Okay. So they're all males.
Okay, so here's what it sounds like to me.
I
think that maybe Asim, I appreciate this question, but maybe for ignorant motherfuckers like us, some more details may have been beneficial. And it may just be that we're just not reading this properly. Because can I read it after? I thought I wasn't confused, and now I am a little bit. But maybe, okay, so maybe she was actually born a man, mm-hmm. but she feels in her heart and in her mind that mm-hmm. she is a woman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which is why she has a,
which
she has
is why
a trans
she has
identity
dysphoria.
And,
right.
and a trans identity that she hasn't disclosed to anybody else but him,
right.
the boyfriend, and since they're
the two boyfriends.
Yes, so there's two boyfriends, one...
She has two boyfriends.
That's what yes. it sounds like. Yes. Mm-hmm. Her other boyfriend, we're both polyamorous.
Mm-hmm. Where that? Utah?
Huh? Did you say where's that in Utah?
Yeah, he did.
We're both polyamorous. Okay, so anyway, it means that she's being treated as a guy in her day-to-day interactions, and it must be hella depressing. So basically what it sounds like it? To me is that she... She was born male.
Mm-hmm.
She identifies as female.
Right.
But it's hard for her to be taken as a woman because maybe she doesn't look
like
quote,
a,
feminine.
That's what, okay.
Yeah, and doesn't feel comfortable in her skin.
Right.
Gotcha.
So that's where it ends. So it's kind of a hard question for us.
So, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
My question is how did you have to deal with significant others not feeling comfortable with their own skin?
Yeah, like what? Like
we can say, okay, we've had.
I still want to see it.
Why'd you hand it back to me?
I didn't. You
yes,
took
you.
It. Or maybe I did.
It's kind of a difficult question for you to ask a bunch of people who have not been in that type of situation because, mm-hmm. yeah, we can have. I've had girlfriends who think they're fat, who I'm constantly like, nah, you look good. Like, you look good all the time. I feel fat. I have a gut. That's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same feeling.
It's not the same thing. Like, because the thing about it is, my girlfriend can go to the gym. Not that. Baby, if you listen, not that I'm saying you need to go to the gym.
Oh my God.
But she can go to the gym, she can work out, she can get a flat stomach, all that good shit. It's not the same thing as being born in a body that you don't feel like you're supposed to be in. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know how to answer Asim's question. It's a great question, but maybe not for us.
No, it could be for us. I'm just trying to.
Not for you, because people think, you know.
Ooh. But they think that, but I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? Did that dude ever answer you, by the way?
No, he didn't.
Oh, they think that about Rod?
Think yeah, what about Rod?
Like he's homophobic.
Think I'm homophobic, yeah.
Oh. So it's three dudes, technically, right?
Yeah, technically.
Technically, okay.
But
in terms of sex.
Yes. Okay.
In terms of sex, but not
that's what it sounds like.
And not in terms of gender.
Gotcha.
So to answer your question, Caitlin.
Okay.
But I think that the problem is she... It sounds
main,
to me
main,
like
at the end of the day, no matter if we know if it's three men, two men and a woman, at the end of the day, the question is how do you have to deal with the significant other not feeling comfortable with their own skin? That's the overall question.
Yeah, but it's not a fair question considering their situation. And okay. What we say is not really going to help him in his,
well,
in his issue.
This would be my advice to you, Asim. So I kind of think that with your girl, you
great
should.
Great advice, Sophie.
I didn't even say the damn sentence.
Sure didn't.
Anyways, long story short, I think that you and so wait, real quick, in a polyamorous relationship, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So her boyfriend is also his boyfriend.
Well, it's,
from what I understand, not necessarily always. Yeah. Like it could just be that
so
she
kind of
has.
Like they're just cool with each other. Like they'll dap each other.
That's
type
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'll assume that that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I keep asking you like you fucking know.
I mean, I do know about this stuff.
Oh,
like, I mean, not
that's
a
how
lot.
You get down, brother.
I mean, I know people. I mean, you know, okay. Go ahead, pick Rod.
Don't hype this.
Go ahead. I know, right?
Because Black listens to the show. Don't hype this. Anyways, what I would say is I would probably sit down with the guy, the other guy, and talk about, you know, words of affirmation and things to kind of help her out in terms of making her feel more comfortable with herself. Mm. I don't know if her issue is I don't know if her end goal is, you know, hey, I want to come out as trans to the world, or if she's having difficulty doing that. I don't know if she has difficulty feeling accepted with you and then maybe him as well. Mm. I mean, I think my advice would just, you know, obviously if y'all both care about this girl, to kind of go ahead and, you know, just give her like those type of affirmations that she needs. You know, she's beautiful. She's this, she's that. She doesn't have to fit into a certain mold. And if she's trying to, you know, be, I don't know, I guess identify as more feminine, or if she wants to get surgery or whatever the case is, I would try and, you know, just kind of work together to make that happen for her and tell her in the meantime, you know, it's okay. I still love you as you are. And it's okay. Those feelings are valid, et cetera, et cetera. Just kind of talk her through it.
Next question. What was she saying?
No. I was saying the title of the fucking email is dating a trans woman.
Yeah.
Oh. That probably would have helped a little bit.
It sure would have.
Yeah.
We were
hella shit.
I know. Asim, I take back what I said, brother. It was not your fault.
But we overlooked it up too. We overlooked it too, though. You can't blame someone because we overlooked it.
I thought you was blaming Sophie. I thought you said blame Sophie. I'm blaming her.
Nobody said that.
Look, man.
Don't project your opinion into me.
That's what Raul was saying.
That's not what I was thinking. That's not what this is about.
Basically, I think the only reason
it's difficult to answer this question is because you have to take the context into consideration.
No, you do. Right, you absolutely.
So, with that being said, I don't think any of us have been in this situation. Uh-huh. Nope. But it's. I think it's good to, you know, kind of
try.
Yeah, try and give, you know, whatever our outlook would be on it. I mean, that's what my outlook would be. If I was in a polyamorous relationship with somebody and I care about this person, and I don't know if I'm necessarily talking with the other person, but they also care about this person, I would talk to them like, look, this is how our girl is feeling. Let's try and, you know, come to some type of compromise to make them, you know, just feel good in their own skin, because you can get down on yourself about that type of stuff, I think.
But that might not be enough. Because if she, like right, I said, she's being treated as a guy in her day-to-day interactions. Mm-hmm. So, of course, she's going to feel comfortable at home. Right. But if she leaves the house and everybody else is like, hey, what up, bruh? What up, dog? What up, dude? Then, you know.
Well, I guess my question would be, I guess for her almost, like, do you want, like, are you comfortable in yourself to where you, see, because I think being transgendered only has like a small caveat of confusion with me, because I think that when you want to identify as being more feminine or more masculine, it's presented in society as, you know, people are going to identify you how, you know, based on how you dress or how you look or whatever.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Yeah.
Not necessarily. Because if you, let's say if you look fairly masculine,
mm-hmm.
but you identify as female and right. you are wearing dresses, you're putting lipstick on, but you still look masculine
as a woman.
Yes. You're going out and you're trying to carry yourself as a woman uh-huh. in your day to day life. But mm-hmm. people are looking at you. They're like, that's a dude in a dress.
Right. Uh-huh.
They're going to treat you as such.
Right.
I'm not talking about quote unquote enlightened people or people that mm-hmm. may know or care about your feelings, but your average person is going to look at you and still say, that's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be the problem. Like, she might be wearing dresses, lipstick, nail polish, all that, but still being treated as a male. And that, a lot of times, that's where, like I always say, I don't understand trans people, but I accept them.
Yeah, same.
There are so many nuances with this shit that it just all goes over my head. So I have to wait for someone to basically to either tell me or say around me how they want to be identified.
Right.
Because if I see a person that looks like a guy in a dress, I might think, okay, that person clearly wants to be identified as she. Mm-hmm. So now I might start saying, okay, ma'am or miss or she.
And that's not necessarily the case.
With what? Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. And they mm-hmm. might be like, they, and they might say, well, no,
this is
I identify
I
as they. Hey. Or they might still say, I identify as hey. As he. I just like wearing women's clothes. So,
because there's a difference between sex, gender, and gender expression.
Right, and gender identity. Yeah, it's all really, 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 really fucking confusing.
Well, I think my question for her would then be, okay, what other steps do you feel like you would be comfortable with to take? Like, I don't know if she's wanting to conform even more. I don't know if she wants to undergo surgery. I don't know if she wants to do things to be more comfortable. But whatever that is, I would just try to support that.
That's all he can do.
So, yeah.
Right.
You know, you can't make other people accept your girlfriend.
Oh.
And that's the part that sucks.
Yeah.
I feel for people that are in that predicament, but I haven't. I have trans friends. I've never dated a trans person, so I don't know how the fuck that works.
Yeah. I feel like
all I can say is good luck and Godspeed, bro.
Yeah. And it's not like you can, you know, go in somebody's body and make them feel mm-hmm. things that you would hope that they would feel. So I don't know.
What you got, Ken?
Good luck.
No,
nothing new.
Shit.
We ain't doing this. I'm still.
I gotta go look at what that shit mean. That dysphoria, polymorphia. I'm still stuck on that shit.
Oh, you never heard of polymorphia?
So. What's polymorphia?
He just said it.
This is just like typical ass black folks.
Yeah, nah. He know what show he was writing into. This is a black show.
This is true.
You're gonna write black folks about trans stuff. I know there's trans people out there, but we just regular ass black folks, and you're gonna write us in here with all of them goddamn words that need them definite. Like you need to explain that shit. Put parentheses in that shit.
He did
actually.
It means,
and we've read them probably four times now.
Like, did this story a thing? Like,
let me see the damn iPad. Now I gotta see.
Everybody gotta see.
Yeah, I gotta see the
she
iPad.
Said it though.
And sure yeah. did. And still, you got a lot of fucking syllables.
Wow.
Dysmorphia.
Man, the crypto, whatever the fuck you was lot. Talking about earlier, had four? Hella syllables.
Yeah, four is a lot.
Uh-uh. Look. There's no definition for
but we totally
don't need polyamorous.
Polyamorous. Oh my god, this is embarrassing.
Polyamorous.
It is embarrassing.
You're wow.
This is really embarrassing. How you say it?
You're why Trump hates us.
Huh?
Let's do one more, because yeah, we let's really move answer on, that.
Jesus.
Because Ken is hurting me. Hurting all
that
the black
question
people.
Hurt me.
No, wait, Asim, if you
I don't I'm not in that world.
You did good. You did as best as you could.
No, Asim, if you don't hate us enough by the time you hear this,
he's not gonna hate us. Why was like, because I mean, you know, Ken's kind of sidelined right about that though.
I would ask her how I guess I would be interested to seeing if you ever wrote back to us what I guess how she's comfortable with being identified moving forward, if you know she does want to, you know, get surgery, or you know. Because some people, you know, are trans, but they don't necessarily care to identify under, like, you know, cis-bodied people. So, I don't know. I mean, whatever it is, you don't have to write back to us and let us know. But it's just about, you know, being comfortable in her own body.
Is the poly, is that when, like when you're dating more than one person?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Ben said that, poly. Bro.
Oh shit!
As in not monogamy, which also has a lot of syllables.
Man,
he's like, oh shit! I didn't know that's what we was talking about.
For hell, I done got
you
it
talking
now.
About fucking other people.
Hell, shit! Three. You didn't know that. Shit,
you're stupid, dude.
Congratulations, my brother. Oh, or winning. Wait, did I get that right?
Next question, please. Well, pretty, you know, please. Real quick, before we move on,
that's what you
before
want.
We, don't do that. Before we move on, real quick, Asim, we do appreciate you sending these questions in.
No, seriously. And anyone else who wants to write us a question like this.
Yes, but what Ken, I hate to say it, but Ken does kind of have a point. You have to understand who you're talking to, and at the same time, we would like for everyone to understand how trans works, but not everybody does. So sometimes it may take some extra detail, a few extra definitions for everyone. Like even me, I try to understand as much as I can, but a lot of this shit is very confusing to me. So,
but again, we're still very accepting of it.
But we're very accepting.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Again, there are many things that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. So we don't want you to listen to this and walk away being like these dumb, ignorant, stupid motherfuckers, which we are. We are dumb, ignorant, stupid motherfuckers.
That.
But yeah, there's a big,
not
big
dumb,
learning curve.
Ignorant, maybe.
Some of us are dumb. Me included. But, you know.
You call yourself dumb.
I did, goddamn. Everybody dumb but Rod, all right? Everybody dumb here
thank
but Rod.
You. Appreciate it.
Rod's just the homophobic one, apparently.
Stop! He's not dumb, he's homophobic.
He's not dumb, he's homophobic.
That's the shit right there. That's the shit right there.
You just let me finish.
You right.
Just let
you
me
right.
Finish.
You ain't had to. You ain't had to do that.
He being DJ Envy right now.
You ain't had to do that.
Rob finna walk out.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Why you have my back though? B, why you have my back though?
What the fuck?
You owe me an apology.
Right. What the
keep
fuck?
Keep my face.
I am not homophobic.
Homophobic.
Not
homophobic.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist. Hey,
next question, please. We are on a time limit.
I swear. I hate y'all niggas.
Team, we have five.